A Billet Doux to My Siblings, written in 2004. My writing began with Queen Bee. When I shared it with each of you, it gave us a connection we hadn't had. I also read it to our cousin Marceline, whom I'd met at a Chatfield reunion a few years back, where she told me stories about Mom, how warm, friendly, and funny Mother was. It startled me to hear anyone say anything good about Mom, to hear her spoken of in such a friendly fashion. Carlene and Liz, your anger with Mother had been so intractable, and my own experience of her difficult, that I thought perhaps Marceline was mixing her up with someone else. I'd reconnected with Marceline a year ago, and I invited her and the five of you to my home. I wanted to know more about our mother. 30 others got wind of the get-together and showed up on my doorstep, arms loaded with food and soft drinks. It turned into a wonderful week-long party. 4 generations, brothers, sisters, cousins, nieces, nephews, children and grandchildren, sat in a double circle in my living room. I asked everyone in turn to say how they were related to Mom, along with a memory or story of her. That night, I wrote out the tales told and read them aloud in the morning. Everyone thought my writings were funny, except you, Gordon. You weren't so sure. But then, you had a different family life than we did. Those few tales triggered others, and then others. And when they'd all been written down, I had a book. Chronicled throughout are diaries, letters, and clippings stashed for years in your closets. My own memories and assumptions are cluttered in between. Relieved when I got your first responses to my draft, Carlene, Liz, Claudia, and Marion, you all said, "I laughed, then I cried, then I laughed some more." I worried what you would say, Gordon. Until you'd read my first draft, you'd only heard what I'd read to you on the phone. I often felt your pursed lips and folded arms over the line. The day I received your edited copy, I was afraid to unseal the manila envelope. I circled it for an hour, tapping it with my fingers each time I walked by the kitchen table, waiting for courage to open it. I didn't want to risk our relationship. You're the only brother I have. I cried when your note said my writing impressed you, and that you hadn't known what had happened to all of us after you'd left home. You also didn't ask me to take anything out, except where I wrote that you had hunted for frogs, informing me that you had never hunted for frogs. I also laughed when I saw you had crossed out all the swear words. And I want to thank you for your generosity in allowing me to print something so personal as your diary. It tied the story together. Marion, you have been a huge support, reading drafts and running interference. You loved my writing and asked me if I was ever going to write fiction. My brother, your husband, responded with, "She is writing fiction." What I love the most about you is your kindness and patience. You soften my edges, reminding me by your example of another way to be. Carlene, thank you for being our mother when Mom was not able. To not only take us in and provide food and shelter, but to give us love, laughter, attention, and family. Your home and heart were always open, and I might not be here today if not for you. Liz, thanks for putting up with me on the phone, sometimes 2 and 3 times a day, patiently listening, correcting, and making me take out what I made up. "Riddled with errors as usual," you'd quip. Your memory, knowledge, and stand for the truth make a difference. I'm also grateful you're still speaking to me after I decided, against your request, to include some painful things that happened to you when you were young. I can only trust it was the right decision. Claudia, your stories have been the best. You had the closest connection with Mom. Actually, you were the only one with the fortitude to listen to her. So you have memories the rest of us lack. I laugh each time we talk and feel your arm around me. I hope I'm not still nothing but trouble for you with what I've written. What I thought would be a few vignettes has turned into this memoir, reaching back through our generations and growing into a body of work. I wrote it for you, and I wrote it for me. It gave me a place to say what I wanted to say. It brought me clarity and tenderness as I witnessed my childhood, and it brought me back to myself. It also united our family in more ways than just these pages. I've always said, if it had been up to me, I'd have kept the family together. Well, I've done that. And then some.